This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 29, and today's devotion is titled, Children and Chores. Children and Chores. Our scripture memory for today comes from Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. It says, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is probably one of the hardest lessons moms will ever have to learn. Teaching your children to be respectful and helpful all at the same time is rarely easy. As soon as your children are old enough to help you, you should be finding ways to include them in your daily chores. If your children are still small, include them in your daily chores now so that they will learn early on that it's very important to be a good helper. And be sure you praise your children whenever they do anything, even small things, to help, or offer willingly to help you without being asked. It is easier if you start early on teaching your children and training them to be helpers around the house. However, no matter how old your child is, he should be required to complete a number of daily chores to help run the household smoothly. In fact, I would say probably most children today are given far too many privileges and have way too much free time. When children are given too much free time and they're not required to help around the house, when they aren't given responsibilities, you end up with kids that are self-centered and you're not preparing them for the real world. Because what happens when they grow up? They have to work hard if they want to be successful. So giving your children chores not only helps you, but ultimately it helps them be prepared for running their own home, for working outside the home, for being respectful to authority. Chores are just very, very important. And with my own children, they're required to help me every day with different tasks around the house. And not only that, but we have horses, and they're required to help stack hay. They're required to, and I can't count the times that older men have commented on what good hard workers my girls are. If you have a yard, children should also be required to do yard work. So make time today or over the next few days to make a family chore chart and assign every member of your family or every child chores. If your children haven't been doing very many chores in the past, it might be good to have a family meeting, sit down together and talk about how you are working to get the household running smoother so that your lives can be more peaceful and so that your home can be neat and organized and so that your family won't have so much stress. Explain to them why you need their help. You know, children want to feel needed, and when they feel like they are contributing something to the family, it helps build their self-esteem. They may grumble and complain sometimes, but it's good to give them chores regardless of their attitude, and then work on the attitude. If you have a problem with a child who has an attitude, work on teaching them the importance of working with a cheerful spirit. Don't despair if your child immediately cries foul and seems bent on not doing as you have asked. For a child who isn't used to doing chores, there will definitely be an adjustment period. However, it's very important that you don't waver in your determination to make them follow through. Kids whine and complain because they think mom will give in. So don't give in. Show them that you're boss and follow through. If they don't do their chores, follow through with the consequences. And make sure that beforehand they know what the consequences are. For a child who rebels, you'll need to have in place consequences that they already know about for their disobedience. Don't yell. Don't beg. Don't bribe your children to be obedient. The root of all disobedience is a rebellious heart. Bad attitudes are a heart issue. So decide what the punishment will be for not doing chores and make it clear ahead of time so your child knows what to expect. And then follow through. If your children are required to, say, put away their clothes, don't just send them up the stairs to put away their clothing. Explain how you want it done. This is all part of child training, teaching them the right way to do things. Don't forget to check that they did it correctly. I know, even with my own children, if they think they can get away with dumping their clothes, which have been folded nice and neatly on their bed and not actually putting them away, they will definitely try. Believe me, you'll end up with clean clothes back in the hamper if you aren't diligent about it. Even the youngest child can help put away his toys and help wash the windows or scrub the floors. My older children used to fight over who got to mop the floor. I would hand them each a sponge and they would have so much fun. As they got older, they didn't really care for it so much, but it was nice while it lasted. So young children, often, they feel good when they help mom. So make it fun. You can make a chore chart on the computer. You can print one out. You can write one out by hand or use a dry erase board. You could make a poster with stickers and colors. You could even get the kids to help you make the chore chart. But the important thing is that you put the chart in a central location of the house. I usually put my chore charts up on the refrigerator. The kitchen or family rooms are good choices. You may want to make individual charts for each child to place in their bedrooms. I used to have schedules and charts up in each of my girls' bedrooms. Next to their bedroom door so they knew what to expect and when to expect it. If you spend time now training your children, you'll reap the rewards later. Ask God to show you how best to instruct your children to be hard workers and with cheerful attitudes. I wanted to share with you some ideas for age-appropriate chores. For young children, or very young children, like up to age 5, they can help feed the pets. They can help you sort the laundry. They can help you scrub the floors, help put away their own toys. Very often for the young child, working alongside mom or dad is the best way for them to do their chores so you can be sure that they're doing it correctly so they don't get hurt and so that they follow through. They can help set the silverware and fold napkins for the table. You can help carry plastic plates and dishes if you're using those. They can help you water the plants in the garden or even the house plants. And they can help you weed the garden. Children ages 4 to 7 can also help wash walls, clean mirrors, dust the furniture. They can put away their own toys. They can help set the table. They can help carry dishes to the sink after a meal. Older children, ages 7 to 14, can help rake leaves outside, sweep the porch, sweep the kitchen. They can help set the table and clear the table after meals. Clean their room. They can help straighten the bookcases. They can clean the toilets and even scrub the bathroom sink and floor. And they can help wash the car. Your teenagers can do all of that. Plus, they can help you look after the younger children. They can mow the grass, walk the dog, and wash dishes. And you may have some own ideas of your own, but there's lots and lots of ways for kids to help around the house, for them to feel like they're part of the family team. Some parents give their children an allowance or pay their children to do chores. I personally don't believe that it's necessary or even a good idea to pay children to do their chores. My children have regular standard chores that everybody has to do every day. And then they can do extra work to earn money. When children are required to do chores and then work harder, work longer, or work more to earn money, it gives them a greater sense of responsibility, and they learn that money is not easily come by and that money does require hard work. So that's my personal opinion. You have to make that decision for yourself and for your family. So I hope those ideas help you to get started, getting a plan together so that everybody in the family helping to make your home more peaceful. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your many blessings. Help us to see your blessings each day with fresh eyes and fresh perspective. Lord, help us as moms to train our children to work hard, to work diligently, to work without complaining. Help our children to work willingly alongside us. Lord, please bless our homes, bless our children, bless our husbands. Please bless each of the ladies who are listening today. Give them wisdom, Lord. Thank you so much for your love. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, The Preparation Day.